Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
1 Chronicles 11, and go down to verse 22. It's talking about some of David's mighty men. It says, Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab. That's not in Utah. It's a different Moab. Also, he went down and slew a lion in a pit in a snowy day. And he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high. I think that's a little over 7.5 feet, I think. And in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among the three mighties. Pretty interesting opening text, I think. Just verse after verse of, who did this guy kill? What did this guy kill? Benaiah. I want to talk about the three big battles for a few minutes today. The three big battles. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this house today. Lord, I believe just in your presence, Lord, just by you being here, Lord, I believe that bodies have been healed, Lord, before we even realize it. Lord, I believe that chains have been broken, Lord, and we're going to start to see it. I know that you've been moving in this house. Lord, move just a little while longer, Lord, on our hearts by your word today and help us. Lord, let your word find good ground. Lord, let it take root, Lord, and begin to grow and flourish in our mind and our outlook, our perspective, and our very soul. In Jesus' name we pray. We give you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. Give him a shout of praise. Somebody shout hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated today. Just a good, sweet presence of the Lord in this place today. Thankful for my church. Amen. I love my church. Love my people. If you're sitting in here today, I'm talking about you. Love my church. The three big battles. This, as I said, is an interesting passage. It talks about more guys than just Benaiah. But Benaiah was a mighty man, mighty warrior in the scriptures. He was close to King David. He was close. He had the trust of King David. He earned the respect of King David and of his peers, of leadership in Israel and in the kingdom. And his loyalty to David earned him the rank of third army commander. He had 24,000 men in his division under his command. He remained loyal to David when Absalom rebelled and all that stuff was going on, and he was close to the leader in his life. He had his trust, and he was just, when you read about him, you understand he was just a great man, a mighty man. You kind of see him throughout scriptures here and there, but this passage really is specific. You can find another account of this, I believe, in 2 Samuel as well, but this these few verses right here, they're very specific about these acts that Benaiah performed, these battles that he fought. And I believe that God is intentional about everything that's included in the Bible, everything that he has allowed for us to have access to read and to understand. And I believe he's intentional about these things. And there's something to be gleaned from every word, from every story, from every account, even in the genealogies. And so-and-so begat so-and-so. There's stuff in there. I mean, crazy, like, melts your mind stuff. You got to be awake to even begin to get some of the gold nuggets out of those passages. But they are there. They're there. And we can dig deep in the Word of God. And he's intentional, as I said. But I believe that there's something that can help us and edify us in everything that we read. And so this is no different. This is not just a random account of a guy that gets in fights. And there's something that we can see. And I believe in this short account of three battles that Benaiah fought. And one that we can see into our own lives. We can see into our own walk with God, and we can apply these scriptures for victory in our life. Amen. 1 Peter 5 and 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil as a roaring lion. He walketh about seeking whom he may devour." I say a lot of times, I just say, well, he may not devour me. It's like in school when you say, "Teacher, can I use the bathroom?" They say, "I don't know, can you?" And they make you say, "May I use it?" Well, he not only can he not devour me, he may not. Not going to allow him. And I'm not going to allow myself to be devoured. A lot of times when I'm praying, I'll say, "I rebuke the devourer." And I've said this before, that he walks around as a roaring lion. But we know that the lion of the tribe of Judah, we read it in Revelation, the lion of the tribe of Judah, he's overcame, he's conquered, and we know the real conquering lion. But he roars and he talks and he lies. But we look at that, and then we look back to the battles that Benaiah fought. And I just want to help us with this for just a few minutes today. The first battle that Benaiah fought, it says, now I'm certain this is not literally the first fight that Benaiah was ever in. He probably whooped more guys and maybe even lions and bears and tigers, oh my, than we could number, but hear these specific accounts. The first battle says he slew two lion-like men of Moab, two Moabites, and they were lion-like. And I think about that. I'll be honest with you, the first picture that comes to my head when I read that is I think of somebody like Sabretooth from X-Men. Big hairy guys, they got fangs and it, but they weren't mutated lion people. This is saying they were mighty men. They were ferocious fighters. But the Moabites, man, you always find them going against Israel. They'll pop up and they're against the people of God, they're against the things of God, and they were polytheistic. I think Koesh or something was their main deity that they worshipped, but they were polytheistic. They were not for the God of Israel. They weren't for the people of Israel. They were popping up all the time fighting against them. But these two lion-like men, was his first battle. And you know, we read in the next verse how it says he slew a lion. Well, let me tell you this, that before you can have victory over the lion in your life, you got to put under your feet things that are lion-like. I can't talk about how I want victory over the lion, but I'm letting things live in my life that are lion-like. I'm entertaining things that are lion-like. I've got things in my life that are lion-like. I've got things going on, and I'm entertaining myself, and I'm involved with things that are lion-like, and I wonder why I can't have victory over the lion. Well, I've got to get under my feet things that are lion-like. I'll tell you, we can sing about victory. We can sing about winning the battle. We can sing about overcoming the enemy. But when we are when we're entertaining things that are like the enemy, that when we are entertaining things that are wicked, when we've got things in our life that we won't let go of, that we know, I want victory over the enemy, but I don't want to let go of this stuff that comes from the enemy. I don't want to let go of this sin in my life. I don't want to put this iniquity behind me, but I want victory over the enemy. And it's not going to work like that. You've got to let go of the lion-like things. You've got to get victory over lion-like things in your life if you want to have victory over the lion. I can't live, both sides. I can't say I've got the victory, but I have been convicted of that before. There have been times in my life that I needed breakthrough in my life, and I would think, I can't sing about I've got the victory, but if I really think about it, there are things in my life that are ruling over me that I can't seem to let go of, that I can't seem to get under my feet. If I don't have victory over that, I'm not overcoming the enemy. I'm not overcoming the lion. And there are people in here today, and I'm not fussing at us. I'm not trying to be hard on us today. But somebody today, you're wondering, why can't I get victory over the enemy? Why do I feel like I can't have victory over some of these bigger battles in my life? Well, you've got to let go of some things. You got to stop going back to the water and digging things up out of that watery grave and trying to take it with you. You've got to lay it on the altar and get victory over things that are lion-like if you want to have victory over the lion. Amen? I think it's time today for somebody to make up your mind and say, you know what? I'm laying it on the altar. This thing that I've, you'll notice I'm not running back and forth and hollering at you today. I'm trying to be clear as I can be today, and help someone to understand that today it's time to let go of that thing that's been in the back of your mind that you've been saying, you know, I really probably shouldn't have this in my life anymore. It's time to just lay it on the altar. It's time to let it go. It's time to get victory over it. And God will lead you to bigger victory. Amen. The second battle that Benaiah fought, it says that he slew a lion. That's enough right there. That's, that's awesome. You know, he was close to David. I think maybe they were sitting around a table or something sometime, and David's talking about the lion and the bear and all of this stuff, and I imagine it probably felt pretty cool for Benaiah listening to that, and maybe that's what drove him to jump into a pit with a lion one day. if David did it, I can do it. I'm sure there's something that can be preached out of that, but a lion in a pit on a snowy day. I believe that there was I believe there was a cause to slay this lion. It doesn't give any context about it, but I have to imagine that really Benaiah felt like, you know what, I've got to take care of this lion. Lions, for one thing, they don't thrive in the snow. They don't like the snow, and something was going on for this lion to be, you know, around. Maybe he was terrorized. I don't know, but I feel like there was a cause for Benaiah to jump into this pit and say, I've got to take care of this lion. And I'll tell you that this is what I draw from this, though, is that it was not ideal conditions. It was a lion. It was in, well, that's enough. It's not ideal. It's a lion. Ideally, I don't want to fight a lion, right? But it's in a pit, and it's snowing. And I want to tell you that it may be not so ideal conditions, and you feel like I'm fighting for my life, and things in my life, conditions in my life are not how I want them to be, and circumstances are not how I want them to be. But can I tell you that you can still have victory in unideal conditions? Can I tell you that in even the lowest, I wrote this down in my notes one time listening to someone preach about Benaiah, and I wrote this down in my notes, that at his lowest and at his coldest, he still whooped the lion. And you might feel like I'm at my lowest and I'm colder than I've ever been, but can I tell you that on your worst day and in your worst condition, you still can have victory over the enemy of your soul if you'll let God help you and fight your battle. Come on, somebody. You might feel like I'm not at my best. I feel low and I feel cold and the conditions are not ideal. But I'm telling you that God will still give you victory in that. He'll show His glory in that. He'll say, I don't need ideal conditions for me to give you victory over your enemy. I'm telling somebody today that you can have victory over the lion in a pit on a snowy day. At your lowest and at your coldest, God will still bring victory. I wish somebody would clap your hands to the Lord right now if you believe that today. There's a cool picture. I kind of feel bad because I love lions. At least he's just taking a nap. He's just taking a nap. I'll tell you that God gets the glory in places like that. At your lowest, at your coldest, you can still whoop the lion. And I'm not, I tell you, I'm not saying that you can just be living any old way and have that victory. I hate to tell you, I love to just tell you can do anything and you can overcome it, but you need to be living for God. But I can be living for God and still have low days and have cold days. But in my worst state, I'm still better off than the enemy. In my worst state, I've still got victory and he's still defeated. I look to the back of the book and I see that we win and he loses. And so I've got victory either way. And God will give me victory in unideal conditions. And I'm moving right along here today. The third battle. And this is one that really I felt the Lord stir me about. The third battle, it says, he slew an Egyptian, a man of great stature, 5 cubits high, and in the Egyptian's hand was a spear like a weaver's beam, and he went down to him with a staff. Again, it's crazy because it kind of mirrors David, you know? Goliath was David's big, huge enemy, and had a big old spear and sword and all this stuff, and David goes out there with 5 smooth stones. Well, Benaiah he goes to this guy, and this, I mean, to me, I don't know, 7.5 feet, you're a giant. That's my standard. And he goes to this big old guy, and he's got a staff. I would love to know how he did it. I hope that this is something I always say. I hope when we get to heaven that I can just sit in front of like a big screen and play back these Bible stories and watch it happen. I would love to know how he goes down there with a staff. It's not specific, but it says he plucked this Egyptian spear out of his hand and then killed him with his own spear. That's a bad man. I don't know. He kicked some sand up and he got that spear out of his hand and killed him with his own spear. But there's some things to take out of this because it's kind of random. It's like, okay, the guy was Egyptian. He was a big guy, you know. But that represents a past of bondage for Israel. God brought Israel out of Egypt, brought them out of the hand of Egypt, and brought them through to the other side, put Egypt behind them. Took them a little while to get the mindset of Egypt out of them, but eventually they were free completely from the Egyptians and from Egypt. But here's this big old giant that's just a reminder of past bondage. And I'll tell you that when the enemy knows and understands that he has lost, his last resort is to throw your past in your face and try and make you think you're still bound. You're still who you used to be. You're not really free. Here's a reminder. I'll tell you that you can be doing good. You can lay things on the altar. You can repent, be baptized and full of the Holy Ghost, and living for God, and walking on top of the lion. And when you have victory like that in your life, the last panic resort that the enemy has is to throw your past in your face and say, hey, you're not really free. God didn't really bring you out of it. Here's a reminder of who you used to be. Let me tell you, it's who you still are. The enemy is a liar. The devil is a lie. He's the father of it. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter what thing from your past he tries to throw in your face. It doesn't matter how he tries to remind you that you used to be in bondage. That's not who you are anymore. If he gave you victory over Egypt, if he brought you out of Egypt, there's no giant reminder from Egypt that can stand in your way. I'm telling you, who the Son sets free is free indeed. I'm telling somebody today that's been struggling with your past, that's been struggling with thinking, maybe God didn't really do it for me. Maybe I'm not all the way saved. Maybe I'm not all the way free. I'm telling you that you are free indeed today. I rebuke the voice of the enemy that's trying to throw a reminder of who you used to be up in your face. That's not who you are anymore. That's not who you are anymore. That's the biggest battle for some people sometimes. Because you might have, you can have victory over the lion-like men, over the lion. But then a lot of times, really, it gets to a battle against yourself, against your own mind. And the thing is it's not really against you now, it's against who you used to be. That's what that battle against the Egyptian was. I'm not a slave in Egypt, but I gotta battle this reminder. And that's why a lot of times I say we give the devil a lot more credit than he's due, because the third battle and the biggest battle a lot of times that I fight is me, my old self. It's my memories. It's my the thought of who I used to be. It's against my own flesh that tries to war against the spirit in my life. And somebody today, that's the biggest battle that you're fighting. Is you're thinking, you know, I'm trying to live for God and I'm trying to do my best. But it's the constant reminder of who I used to be. And you feel like, I'm not worthy to be free. Really, I'm not worthy to live like this and live victoriously. But I've just simply come to tell somebody today that that's a lie. It's a lie. And it's a lie we allow ourselves to believe sometimes. But I'm here to stand against that lie today and help somebody that's fighting the battle against the Egyptian and tell you that God did set you free. God did speak into your life. God did do that work in you. Don't let the enemy tell you that you're not free, that God didn't speak to you, that God didn't heal you, that God didn't bring you out, because He did. He did. Stand with me today. I'm wrapping up. It says he turned his own spear against him. Let me tell you that when the enemy starts telling you you have no hope, he's projecting. Because he has no hope. When he says you're a lost cause, he's projecting. Because he's a lost cause. He says you're defeated, he's projecting because he's defeated. So turn his own spear against him.
Yeah.
Turn it back. What the enemy meant for evil, God turned it for my good.
Yes.
Turn that spear back around. Say, no, that's not who I am. Might be who you are. That's not who I am. Turn that spear back on him. And understand today, I'm free, and I'm free indeed. I know that this has been a little different today. Full disclosure, I had written a note about Benaiah in my phone, and a lot of times if God lays something on my heart, I'll jot a note down and I'll go back to it when I'm praying and studying and preparing, you know, to preach or to speak. And I had come to that note about Benaiah, and he kept, you know, I had that, and I was tossing around some things and praying, Lord, where can I go with this? And I came across, I was listening to one podcast, and then the next podcast in that order, it came on, and it was Brother Nathan French, and he was talking about Benaiah. He was talking about his different battles. I texted him. I said, bro, I'm going to preach about Benaiah's three battles. I said, don't come at me for plagiarism, because I got to preach this to our church. He said, preach it, bro. I didn't karaoke his message today, but there was something when I was listening to that, and I began to study, and I started to look into that battle against the Egyptian, and the Lord really spoke to me and said, I need you to tell somebody that, because it's going to solidify the work that I'm doing in their life. And somebody today, and this is what I want you to get, somebody today, you've been just on the edge, you've had one foot in the door, but you've allowed those memories and that past to hold on and keep your other foot out. You've allowed those things to still hang on to you, and that guilt and that shame, that condemnation, that, nah, I'm not so sure if man, did God really do it for me? I'm telling you today that God wants to solidify the work that He's doing in your life, so that you can feel that freedom to take that next step.
Thank you, Jesus.
And be what God is calling you to be. You don't have to feel like a hybrid of your old self and a new self. God is going to make you whole today. He's going to make your spirit whole and make your mind whole and help you today, so that you can feel that freedom and liberty to give everything I've got to the Lord. No more halfway in, halfway out. I'm giving it all to Him. And I'm going to have complete victory today in the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.